Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Guys. Oh, look at them! They on some coronavirus shit. Look.
All right, guys.
I ain't going in the house. You can't let me go in the house. I'm not going in the house. I'm not going in the house. I'm not wearing no gloves. I'm not wearing no mask. I ain't got to do none of that. I defeated the virus myself. Just what my motherfucking team.
Wow, only us come back. We, you know what I'm saying? Like, we come back during a quarantine. It would only be us. This is the only way it could happen. Hello, it's Van Ritt here, and I'm joined by a very special young man. You know, my boy, the ghost himself. Let them know who you are, man.
What's good? It's Brunel, a.k.a. Burns.
A.k.a. You got more a.k.a.s, Brunel.
All right. I don't like to do a.k.a.s because I feel like I'm just copying off niggas. Niggas already do a.k.a.s. Feel me? So however you feel about me, you just add Burns at the end of it. Feel me?
This nigga, I'm tired of industry Burns. That's his real name. This is who I'm dealing with. He's David Ruffin. He's Eddie Kane from 5 Heartbeats. This is him.
Eddie.
Nobody coming to see David, you, Otis.
David Ruffin is wild.
Yeah, shout out to David Ruffin.
I'm not a drug.
And you don't hit women, but still,
David Ruffin. I know everybody came to see Otis. I'm not going to deny that.
You know Otis' role in the group.
Exactly.
That's official, man. So
I'm not trying to take over.
let's let the people know what we've been up to. Like, it's been a while since we've been on here and shit, man. Like, I think the last episode, who did I have on the last? I had Rob on the last episode on here, like officially. Shout out to Rob.
I don't even know when that was. When was that? Yeah, shout out to Rob, man.
That was like October. I literally think I posted it like the 1st of October, like first day, like. Or it was like in October, one of the two. It was one of the two. But yeah, it's been a minute. So let me, I gotta let the listeners know what the fuck happened, right? So, I was trying to have one of my boys on here, Dante, great rapper. Go check out his shit, man. Shout out to the Valley Boys and all them, Coliseum Records. That was my new guest. But yeah, I was trying to have him on here. So, I booked with the studio place. The niggas was like, all right, cool. Maybe like an hour before I was supposed to record. I think you had to miss this episode or something because we had to like move around days or some shit like that, I feel like.
Yeah, I ended up working.
Yeah, but it was working, so I was like, all right, I got to solo this one. So the dude from the place calls me, and this nigga never calls me. Like, he's never, like, called me flat out. He was like, yo, bro, I'm sorry. I gotta cancel this session. Woo, woo, woo. I've never canceled a session before. I'm like, this is inconvenient as fuck because I'm about to be on my way, but all right, bless. You know what I mean? Like, what I'm going to say. So the nigga So it doesn't happen. So I texted nigga like the following days, just check on him. Like, he sounded like he was going to the hospital or some shit like that, right? Yeah. The nigga texted me back like, yo, bro, we ain't got no spot to record anymore. So that's that on that. We're going to try to be back in January or whatever. The niggas ain't come back. So I don't know what they doing, but like, it's wicked, man. We've been trying to record and shit, trying to line up. But here we are. Shout out to StreamYard, you know. We in here. So let them, what you been up to, Brunel? The streets want to know.
Working, man. And because it's quarantine, though, luckily I'm still getting paid.
Beautiful. Getting paid is always beautiful. Make some noise for this nigga.
Yeah.
It's a lot of niggas who ain't eat. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're still getting paid is gorgeous.
I just, my fear is gonna, my fear is being on that unemployment line.
Right, right, right. Right, black man. Preach. You on your Umar shit.
So, nah, just say it. I thank God that, I'm still getting paid. I mean, I've been reading a lot, eating healthy. I just started trying to wake up early and run.
So, oh, are you on your workout shit? You on your Love and Light shit, my nigga?
What you say?
You on your Love and Light Big Sean shit?
Yeah.
This nigga say, yeah. That's exactly what a boy. Brunel, you in your Janae bag, Brunel? That's crazy. Are you healing, King? Are you healing?
Am I healing?
Yeah, like that's the Love and Light bag. Nah, man.
I don't know, bro. I really don't know. I don't even really want to get into that, but I really don't know.
Right.
Like, it's just, I can't even really explain it.
Yo, so, the people want to know, Brunel, like, where have you been? Like, are you coming back to social media, nigga? I tell you all the time, I'm tired of people, me being out. I'm tired of being out and people being like, where's Brunel at, man?
I tried to join you that last time you was uptown and you didn't tell me about it.
I did tell you, don't do that.
You told me, but it was too late. And then I realized when I left work that you was uptown. So that is my fault. I ain't gonna blame Evan, y'all. My fault.
Yeah.
I was right on the A train and I went downtown. I should have took it uptown.
I let you know the vibes, what was happening in there. Shout out to the all the spices. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was flavors. That's all I'm gonna say. What's up, Tony? It was flavors in there. She know.
Shout out to Tony, man.
Yeah, man.
That Seattle trip would have been crazy. I really would have.
Yo, I tried to take a motherfucking birthday. Mind you, I never take trips. Like, I'm just not the trip nigga. Really. That's just not me. I love being in New York. You know what I mean? So I try to take a trip to Seattle. I know random. To see Snow Allegra and shit. Man. Up until booking it, Tony and I was like, yo, man, fuck it. We gonna ride out. Fuck the Rona, nigga. We mobbing. Maybe like that was all of that like took place within an hour. An hour later, I'm like, yo, we gotta cancel these flights, my nigga. Because it kept getting worse, like on the news, like Seattle on lockdown. 1,000 cases of the Rona. Like shit started happening. We had to cancel that, man. Shit got bad. It got bad. What's that? Chris Paul meme? Shit got bad quick, nigga. shit got bad quick.
I tried to go. He was like, I'm still gonna go. All
right, nigga. I was trying to thug it out. I ain't gonna hold you.
And then what you doing now in the crib, right? Because they told your ass stay in the crib,
nigga. Day, nigga. God, nigga. God told me that. Allah told me that, nigga. I ain't trying to get the Rony.
I ain't trying to get the Rony. So, yo, last week you said you was going. Now, 2 days later, you ain't going.
Yo, Brunel, life comes at you quick, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it ruined my birthday. So, Aries, shout out to all my Aries niggas. Yo, August, we move. You know what I mean? We taking over Leo season. Fuck what they talking about.
Yeah, I don't know if that's happening.
Nah, we taking that over, nigga.
Nah, there's nothing you can do to take it over. But you can enjoy it, you feel me? We'll be there, you feel me? Obviously.
Y'all gonna be around?
Yeah. They gonna know Leo season, feel me? They gonna know who's a Leo. Aries, y'all just, I don't know. Y'all just enjoy that, feel me? I know y'all don't really, y'all get mixy weather, you feel me? It rains.
Don't do that, bro. Mixy weather is crazy, bro. Don't do that.
It rain most of the time. It might get a little hot.
That shit's crazy. You got a point. You got a point, man. Like, I don't know. I was telling people though, like, the one positive we could take away from the Rony is kind of setting up for the best summer ever. Like, I feel like once the summer, like, I feel like you gotta be outside this summer. Even if you're an inside nigga like me, you gotta be outside. Like, you don't have a choice, bro.
True. You've been inside so long, like you gotta be out. You gotta get out that cage.
Yeah, and plus, like it's. I feel like all the events is gonna be happening within a short window span. Like you know, like shit that we go to, like Afropunk, Curl Fest, all these concerts, all these festivals, Governor's Ball. I feel like all these shits are gonna be happening within a small window that niggas gonna have to, you know, go to. Like you're not gonna have a choice to stay in the house at this point. You just gotta pick your event and move.
Yeah, and hope it's lit. That's why I don't even know if I'm gonna go anywhere, bro. I might just wait till next year. I think this is a, like, I'm not gonna say it's a blessing because it sucks that people out of work, people sick, dying, all that. People can't make money, businesses closing. But it's a sign. To me, I looked at it as it's a sign that it's a sign like for a break that I needed to save bread. Like, yeah, like I ain't going nowhere, but I'm still working, still getting paid. So
like you have no choice but to sit on your money, kind of like, yeah,
I don't got to spend money at the corner store getting food. Like, I don't have, you know, I could just cook at home, maybe take out here and there. I don't got to pay for no functions because concerts is dead, parties is dead,
right?
You know what I mean?
What is your quarantine snacks of choice, my nigga? I've been asking people, like, what is holding you down during this time?
Man,
you still stealing niggas' chicken wings? I seen that nigga.
It's fruits. I had wings. I had a couple wings.
You still a wings for the fam? I seen you, nigga.
Yeah, I mean that.
I see you on FaceTime, nigga.
Yo, moms came home with 3 like little cases of them. I know. I thought it was labeling them.
Right.
It wasn't labeled, so it was just for the taking. You feel me?
Right. So you just been fucking. You been good eats, like mom and chefing it. Like, what's the vibes? Like, paint the picture for me. Like, what's the vibes?
Now, most of the time, my mom's been cooking, but two days out this week. I mean, last week, me and my sister were in the kitchen. I was really like watching my sister cook. I was helping her. So I'm gonna say she really cooked. I really didn't. But shout out to my sister. She was
cooking. Shout to sis holding it down. You know what I mean? I've been fucking with, you know what that's been holding me down? I've been fucking with those Ritz chips, nigga.
What's those?
They're like, it's like Ritz, but they're like fried like a potato chip almost. Nigga, them shits hit different, my nigga.
That sound like plantain chips or plantain.
Pretty much, but it tastes like a Ritz. Like you gotta still have the crispiness of a Ritz taste. Mm-hmm. Like a Ritz cracker taste. Nah, nigga, that shit's fire, nigga. I've been dogging those. I've been running through them.
You better chill, bro. See,
nigga, I'm gonna be. All right.
When you get out the cage, you realize you 10 pounds, 20.
Nah, nigga, I'm gonna be on. I'm on my prison workout, nigga. I'm working out like Debo, nigga. All chest, no legs, nigga.
Yo, some of these hoods, bro. Like, I'm seeing some of these videos. People in like Italy, some places in Cali. Like, it just looked like people is really in prison cells. Like, you just see them out their window, like. That's all they can do. They don't
I feel bad for the niggas in the projects. They in Rikers. This is Rikers for them. You know? Yeah. Like, if you just stuck in the projects, like, I feel bad for them niggas, man.
You can't even leave your stoop.
Yeah, like, but the thing about New York, I'm still seeing niggas link up. Like, hey, we having a quarantine party. I'm like, yo, what y'all doing? Y'all gotta relax. You seen the video of Casanova and shit, the nigga outside, coughing all day. I'm like, yo, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah, he wilding.
Yeah,
you know me, I don't got no social media, so
yeah, this nigga be in the shadows. But yeah, man, that shit is crazy. You seen Dre today though?
No, I did not. I'm missing out.
Yo, what are you doing? You gotta at least have a burner for Dre. You gotta have a Dre burner, bro.
I know niggas is gonna hear this, bro. They gonna hit me up, tweet me, whatever. But I don't be fiending for Drea like that, bro.
This nigga's wildin'
out. I know. I'm one of those, bro.
This man is wildin' out,
she
nigga.
She's not ugly to me, but she not. I'm not looking at her like she all that.
So who are you on then?
You know me. I'm on weirdo bitches.
You do like weirdo Jones, but they're like all the Jones with good sneakers. Don't weirdest they may be. I'm lying. If I'm capping, tell me now.
No, bro, if she got nice feet, it's cool, but I'm not.
Oh, I'm talking about sneakers. I'm talking about her footwork. Right.
Footwork. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I'm making it sound like I'm capping, nigga. You know what I mean? But oh, we this deep into the episode, and I still haven't even told like niggas what the purpose of all this is. So niggas is stuck in the house. So I'm gonna be calling a few of my friends periodically throughout these weeks to just to check in on them. This is SSID house calls. We're gonna be calling Ayana soon, see what she's up to. Shout to Ayana, shout to Brainwash. You know, she's probably in the crib dancing the Doja Cat songs or something. I don't know. She's probably doing her Meg challenge. I'm gonna ask her about that when she gets in here too. I'm gonna ask her if she's where's the Meg challenge video, nigga? But but no, you got, were you fucking with any of these challenges, nigga? Where's my push up challenge, nigga?
Oh,
you know what I mean,
bro? You know I'm out of it, bro. I'm gonna get into
nigga.
Bro.
At least come back to IG at least, bro. Yo,
I said that when I do what I said I was set out to do before the summer, I will come back social media.
But nigga, this is an act of this is an act of God, nigga. This is intervening all that, nigga.
This is
the Roni's an act of God. So
I should just come. Yeah, facts. You think I should just come back?
Nigga, just come back, bro. Like,
yeah. Ain't nothing really. I mean, I went on the timeline since I got off Twitter. I got on what? Twice this week, only because I was trying to figure out what was wrong with our page. By the way, y'all, we gonna have that SSID page.
Oh, brother!
My fault. I'll explain it later. But we was going through some technical difficulties.
The most technical difficulties. First of all, if you don't know, I'm banned from Twitter, the world. So I got banned for a Blockboy JB video.
So then, why don't you just get on my page?
Nigga, I'm not trying to make you hot, nigga. I ain't finna ghostwrite for you, nigga. You know what I mean? But nah, yeah, I got blocked for that. I'm fighting the charges right now. Shout out to the good people at Thoros, you know. They about to free a nigga soon, but fuck that. I'm fighting the charges like Pac. You know, they try to keep a good nigga down. But yo, the one thing I don't like about social media, like during times like this, is like the IG. You know the IG, this might sound toxic. This might sound toxic, you know. Don't cancel me, queens. But some women I only follow on IG because I rather just see them and not hear them. Like if you're a woman and I really like your thought, I will follow you on Twitter, no issue, right? But some IG joints I just want to see. Like I don't want to hear from you. Like
You want to see the videos. You don't want to hear them speak.
I don't want to hear their thoughts on politics and like. Why they're voting for voting, you know, and I don't want to see them. I don't want to see most of them speak. I'm gonna be real, like that may be toxic, gay, whatever, right? But like this got them like, bro, they're going through the lengths they're going for content, bro. Like the lengths these IG joints are going for content is ridiculous to me. It's ridiculous, bro. It's nasty out here, but like. I'm seeing women, tag 10 of my uplifting women. Like, you don't fuck with these women. These aren't your pals. He's like, you talk bad about each other when you're not around each other.
That is true.
It's like, and then the funniest to me is like, I got something for the niggas too. Like, yo, man, you got to stop embarrassing yourself on the IG story. Like, niggas is wilding right now.
What's going on?
Yo, so niggas is like, you know when women do the women do the question shit, right? On IG. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Niggas in there shooting shots, but like ugly shots. Like don't let women use you for ego boost. Like that's what I got. That's my message for niggas out there. Like I'm seeing niggas getting rejected in the nastiest ways. Like women are out there like prime Elijah Wan, like prime Matumbo. And it's nasty, bro. It's nasty. Like I seen like niggas talking about, oh, are you single? She said, I am, but not for you. And I'm just like, bro, come on, G. You ain't have to shoot that shot.
Man, they throwing Blake Griffin threes.
Bro, they shooting like Harden on an off night. They going 0 for 17 from three.
Oh, my goodness.
It's nasty in these IG streets, bro. I swear to God.
Those are 40-footers.
the most missed shots. The absolute most missed shots, man. It's completely nasty out here. I want more for these niggas. Like, it's bad. This is why I say you got to come back. You got to come back for Boozy, bro. Boozy out here doing the Lord's work.
What he doing?
Bro, he got joints on here. Stripping, showing a whatever, what have yous. On IG story for $25. He's really giving back. He's really, like, he's on his Mother Teresa shit. He is, bro. This is why I'm saying you got to come back to the
$25, bro.
$25, you know.
So you wait, hold up. They getting $25, or you? Yeah. Are we paying Boozy $25?
No, the thing is, Boozy sending. He's sending them $25. Like he's getting them paid. Yeah.
I guess. That's shout out to Boozy, man.
Boozy's a wild guy, but like. Oh, like generally, he's all right with me. He's all right with me. Big Fendi was doing that shit too. Fendi shit was even crazy because he was like tagging their Cash App, right? Like joints Cash App. This on there stripping and twerking, whatever. He's banned now, so it's over for him. But like, he had joints on there twerking and shit like that. He put in their Cash App. They was making like hundreds of dollars, right now on IG Live. This is the future. This is futuristic pimping. It's nasty.
So how can we make money?
Yo, bro. We starting SSID IG. You gonna have joints on there? Like, see, I can't go full twerking.
Bro.
Robin?
You said full twerking.
We can't go full twerking because like that's just not our brand, you know what I mean? So we'll have like joints on there, like fine joints on there reading books to niggas. like bad joints that we know. Like, yo, come read a page out of a Harry Potter book on IG Live for us. You know,
Artemis Fowl books.
Yeah, like we'll have a joint come through and show her closet on IG Live for Brunel. That's Brunel's bag.
I ain't gonna lie, I might have to do that.
We'll be like motherfucking Joe LaPuma, but like on IG.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we can't because I can't do the stripping thing because I ain't trying to get banned by IG too. Cause that's all I got, nigga. I ain't got no Twitter, nigga.
Yeah, I know you hurting, bro, but you get through it. I mean, look at me.
Nigga, fuck you. You never on Twitter. You making it sound like, yo, look at me. You tweet one. You haven't tweeted since November, nigga.
And
you ain't even tweet for Christmas.
Yeah, when I come back, I'm going to be ranting. I'm going to be one of the people that come back with them one-sentence quotes.
You could come back. My nigga, you're the J Electronica of tweeting, my nigga. You're the J Electronica. Niggas be like, yo, when that Brunel tweet going to drop? Never happens.
Never.
Never. It's never coming, bro. I know the erroneous shit is going. Like what happened?
I really don't miss it like that.
I bet you don't. But it's like you've been away so long, you don't really know.
Yeah, I've been busy, so I don't even think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, like you be done doing other shit. This nigga Brunel, the thing I fuck with Brunel about is like this nigga he'll be like, yo, I worked on this. Here's like mad gifts and Photoshop. Like, nigga, when'd you have time to do all this, bro? It'd be randomly. He'll text me at like 11 p.m. Like, yo, bro, I've been working on this. I'm like, bro, why are you sending me 1,000 gifts? Like, this nigga just working.
Yeah, bro, I gotta keep myself busy because I felt like when the new year came, I didn't know what I was doing. So when I wasn't like, other than work, bro, I would come home and just do nothing. And I felt like a bum. And then I would just, my mind would just be going elsewhere. Like, I'd be thinking about wild shit. And I'm like, nah, like, I gotta just keep busy. I haven't spoke to my manager about that. I'm like, yo, bro, I know, like, he's like, yeah, I noticed, you know, you come into work and you kind of just be moving. Like, you don't really be, you're not the old you, you know? You're not talking like that. Or you just working, you feel me? Like, mad quiet.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I just gotta keep working.
Yeah, one thing I respect, like, this nigga Brunel be on a motherfucking mission. Like, I respect that, you know. But yeah, man.
I'm trying to get this podcast thing going.
Yo, I miss recording live, bro. Like, we had mad fun, my nigga. Like, what are some of your favorite podcast episodes from us?
I ain't gonna lie, this a while back, and I don't even know if anybody even listened to this, but when we was all in Cafel basement.
That's like original. That's like season one, early two. Yeah, like
2015, 2016.
Yeah. Season two was wild. Like, season two is like some of the wildest shit, like, ever. That's when we was young and reckless and didn't have, like, sponsors looking at us and shit like that. That's when we was just, like, being niggas. But that was a good episode, though. That was a good episode.
Another one.
Don't judge me. I like the Long Beach one. I like the one at Long Beach. Don't judge me.
Yeah.
Don't judge me. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, we're just not going to talk about that. Yeah,
we're not going to talk about that. Oh, hold on. Hold on. We have a special guest. Hold on.
No, we do not.
Yo. Can you hear me? Black woman, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Black woman.
Yeah.
We can hear you. No, you're not.
Yo, what's up, Black Queen?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Ayana, you hear me? Hear me? Can you hear me now? She's typing in the chat. What is she doing?
Nah. She's trying to fix her
Yeah, you're good. You're good, Queen.
Oh, she was hitting you up.
Yeah.
We can hear you. I don't know if you can hear us.
Hold on.
Oh, she didn't plug in her headphones.
Niggas. Can you hear me?
Okay. She didn't plug in her
headphones.
She never plugged in her headphones.
I plugged it in my mic.
Yo, that Rona's setting in.
She's about to be a zombie after.
Nigga, what is this? Day 28 of the quarantine. Niggas is.
Yo.
Niggas brains.
Somebody should really do that. Somebody should every day till we're allowed back outside and be able to function again and work and all that. Somebody should do like a vlog every day for the next, what, 3 months they talking about?
You know what it is? Like, I just don't want to be obsessive about Corona stuff. Like, I don't want my whole day to be consumed with Corona things.
Sometimes you need like just a step back from it. Like, all right, yeah, like this is enough info for now.
That's a fact. You know. But if I'm somebody who like provides content and I'm one of my IG live people, I would do that.
How do you feel about these IG lives?
I was about to ask you when the brainwash boozy IG live happening.
I mean, listen,
we trying to get joints paid.
If the girls wanna, you know. I'll gladly support it. I just watched Young and May do one. It's kind of weird. It makes me uncomfortable.
What she had them on there twerking? What she had them on there doing?
Yeah, twerking.
See, everybody trying to be Boozy really laid the foundation. He's like a forefather of this shit, man.
No, he really did. Basically
doing a Forex.
He's Black A. Lincoln, bro.
Not a Forex. I'm crying.
Nah, he's good ass. Look, Young and May is under him. So now you feel me?
Niggas, just wake up now. Money. Let's wake up now.
And Shorty was like trying to bully homegirl. Shorty was like, look, everyone is in the comments. Drop a peach emoji. Twerk, girl. Twerk. Take that waist trainer off. Like,
nah. She aggressive with it.
Oh, just for like
strap load.
Sex.
Strap load wallet. But how are you, Ayana? How are you holding up? Like, how is your life?
You know, it's crazy to think about like in other countries. During war or like natural disasters, they literally have to be fending for their freaking safety hood, livelihood and safety. All we have to do is stay inside.
And niggas can't do that. Niggas not even abiding by that.
Do that. Like, I'm not outside ducking freaking bullets and like stepping on all time. Like, I just gotta stay inside. I'm chilling.
Nah, I feel you. Niggas gonna be throwing functions like prohibition. Like, niggas have to, it's like speakeasies just so niggas can link up.
Yo, that's facts.
Prohibition shit gonna be lit, man. Brunch. For real. So what are you doing? What are you watching? What's popping? Like, what shows are you into?
Don't drag me. I've been watching. I finished The Braxton Family Values on Netflix. Don't drag me.
You know what's funny? My brother watches that shit. Like,
entertained. I don't know why. I like to watch like stupid shows when I'm doing my hair because I know my hair is going to take a long time and I don't want to be like clicking for other things to watch while I'm twisting my hair for an hour. Yeah, so I just threw that on. What else am I watching? I'm watching a documentary on Basquiat on Amazon Prime, which is fire.
Is it the Radio Child one?
Yes, fire.
Yeah, it's great.
What else am I watching?
He was that nigga. He had a lot of women, bro.
Yo, he was that nigga.
He had joints. He had joints putting them in cribs and shit. Like, that nigga was lit.
Yo, just a broke nigga doing nothing.
I know a nigga like that at my job.
Salute to him. He's gold.
I know somebody at my job.
Basquiat was the first original city boy.
And he's Haitian. Salute.
I mean, he's just following the lineage. Shout out to him. Shout out to my nigga Basquiat. He doing his thing.
What else am I watching? I'm honestly watching a lot of like Instagram lives, like Ari, Doja Cat is always entertaining.
Yeah, Doja Ari and Doja Cat are like one and two.
Funny. Also, like I love Doja Cat. Please marry me.
Yeah, God. We know.
We know, but I know.
What else am I watching? I started to watch All American, which I've seen the first season before, but I'm not really.
What's that show about?
Football. It's like
black nigga struggling.
Yeah, basically, okay. Like they took a nigga out the hood, put him in a good school, and he plays football for the team. And it's like,
what's that movie? The Blind Side, nigga.
Yes, it's very. It's giving Blind Side. It's giving.
White, is it white savior vibes?
100%. But it's actually the savior is Taye Diggs, so that's the plot.
Oh man, nah, shout out
to Evan. Evan, it's a good show, bro, and it's based on a true story.
I can't fuck with Taye Diggs, bro. After that Steph Curry tweet, you ever seen that?
No, what he said.
Steph Curry tweeted something about like Stella got a group back, and he was like, "Oh yes, Steph Curry daddy." Like, we I swear to God, not even joking. I'm gonna send that to you. Like, he got it out of pocket. Like,
You know, it's funny. Like, I'm always watching something, so this is just regular behavior for me to be watching something all day, every day.
Right. Plus the thing with Taye Diggs too. Y'all ever seen his Jamaican accent was real kind of offensive.
So
like,
trash.
That shit was garbage.
Yo, oh my god, that nigga
sounded like a brochure.
Yo, you know what I watch? I watch Zoe. What's that called? Yara Shahidi. Uh-huh. She was in like one of those little teen rom-coms, and she played a first generation Jamaican American. Oh, her parents' accent was doo-doo. Garbaggio. Like,
sounded like a tourist. Sounded like
Santa. No, man. We have to go home. No.
The niggas are sounding like sandals.
Dead sound like sandals. What have y'all been watching? Like,
y'all ever seen Girlfriends? What's the Jamaican nigga Lynn was dating on the show?
Oh snap!
What's my son named Bosco?
Yes, I love Lynn. Shout out Lynn.
Yo, shout out the Girlfriends.
I'm definitely a Lynn.
What else you been? What you been watching, Brunel? Like, what's your shit?
Unbelievable on Netflix. I've been watching mad drama.
What's Unbelievable about?
Yeah, what's
Unbelievable
that about?
Is about a girl who. She's away at college. She was brought up through like mad foster homes, all that. And while she was away at college, she was raped, but she was basically afraid of what happened to her. So she was kind of like acting like she was lying. But come to find out, there was multiple rapes happening within like the neighbor states around her and stuff like that. And
what?
This thing in the Tyler Perry bag.
Yeah, what?
Was the evil dark skin nigga?
Sure. No, it's a white movie.
Shit. Plot twist.
Plot twist.
Yo, I was watching that what's that show? I was watching that Octavia Spencer, the man of CJ Walker shit.
Oh yeah.
How do you feel? I haven't seen it just because I've seen all the commentary around it, and I just don't know that I should sit through that.
Don't get me wrong, it's good, but like some of the things are a little off putting. That's what
and
I'm saying.
Tiffany Haddish in it? I saw a clip.
Tiffany Haddish is her daughter, but they're like they don't look too far apart in age, so it's kinda weird. Like they look about the same in age. They got my son Blair Underwood playing the evil dark skin nigga because nobody can play it like Blair Underwood.
But and still be so attractive.
If he's not cheating on this woman, he's beating her. You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
I still hate that nigga from that Madea movie.
Which one? Woman Thar Loose?
Family Reunion.
Family Reunion.
Remember when he with the light skin shorty and she closed the door and he just smacked the dog shit out of her?
Yes. this nigga Madea taught her how to cook grits or something.
Yeah, like this nigga always playing the evil dark skin nigga, bro. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
He can never play the good guy.
He can never be a good guy. But not the
happy man, yeah.
Yeah, like the man CJ Walker shit is cool. Like it's really like niggas are really trapping like pomade, like wave grease. It's crazy.
I live. That's wow. What we're about to do now. Like I have like a little bit of shea butter left and I'm like stressed out.
Nigga, you're gonna have to start trapping it out the house, like you know what I mean?
Amazon like the Beagles, man. About freaking a month delivery, like fam, I cannot, like, which
a month?
What? Like, that's not gonna work, nigga, beloved. Yeah. That's an essential product,
yeah. Like, shea butter is like one of the things you gotta have, like,
at all times.
That is that, and you know those, like, as men, you know, Brunel, you know that that green powder niggas be putting on after you cut.
Ew, what?
Yeah.
It's like in a green bottle. It's a white powder, but it's in a green bottle.
It should smell like baby powder.
Yeah, it smell like blackness, nigga.
How y'all dealing with the no barber thing? Are y'all learning how to cut your own hair? What? What's the vibes?
Well, Brunel, I was on. My barber will come to my crib.
He lucky. Brunel's rich. Industry burns is in full effect. But nah, Brunel and I was on FaceTime when we broke out that alert. His shit was shutting down.
Not the alert.
So we was like, oh nah, we scheduling our shits now. So we broke out.
I cut my barber Friday morning, like, yo, I know I'm gonna have to wait, but I need that cut. He said, yeah, pull up. So I had to.
So it
sounds like a drug.
I don't really know why though.
I need that.
I need that.
Yeah, fast.
So Ayanna, what are you doing hair wise? Like, how are you gonna maintain without your shea butter? Like, what do you?
So I have enough for probably about realistically a month. But the problem is, I usually use shea butter everywhere. Right. So now I'm just like, yo, skin gonna have to be dry for a little bit.
Dang,
like,
gonna be ashy. Sacrifices.
Listen, we're gonna have to use the regular lotion. And then I'm gonna have to use my hair. And I'm about to cornrow my. I'm about to get my straight backs.
But no, you trapping shea butter too, nigga.
I might have to sell her a pack or something.
Nigga, the Roni really got niggas doing hand to hand sales. That's crazy.
I'm gonna have a stash.
Are we
going to like the warehouse and copping, bro?
Are we bartering, nigga?
we have the
barter system, nigga. Nah,
honestly,
this shit is,
I'm about to braid my joints up. Like, it's about to be straight backs.
That was an hour though. When you was on your Alicia Keys shit.
Yeah, facts.
But this is just one, bro. Everyone,
why are you not on video? Why can I not see y'all?
I mean, you can see me, but I'm pulling. Like, but
I can't see you. This is disrespectful. They have me on video and they're not on video. That's crazy.
Niggas, you the one trying to get fits off during the apocalypse, nigga. Like, how you gonna be? I call Yana. She got on a vintage robe, nigga.
I have my Marcus Garvey T-shirt that I'm about to get off tomorrow to go to the grocery store.
Nigga, I call Yana. She's in a fucking Ric Flair robe. I'm like, what the fuck is, like, nigga? This what we doing during the apocalypse?
Listen, man, you gotta get it how you live it.
But how are you staying creative though? Like, how are you keeping your mind functioning?
I mean, I'm always creating something. Bro. So, like, because of Brainwash, there's always a need for me to be creating something new. So, whether it's coming up with interesting IG content, I read all the time. So, I'm trying to read more, listening to new music. I'm a podcast fanatic. So, listening to podcasts, just consuming as much content as possible without being overwhelmed because, like, we're not even halfway in this. Like, we're not even in here for real. So, I'm not trying to be 5 days in, 6 days in, 10 days in, like, burnt out.
Have you, like, I mean, you've always been kind of super, like, resourceful with shit, like, the shit you have, but, like, has this made you even more so? Or are you just continuing what you've been doing? Like,
you know, it's crazy, I'm Jamaican, so, like, I had supplies for months. Like, I have everything that I need. Like, my grandma's upstairs. She made me some ackee yesterday.
Good eats. Hashtag good eats.
Bussin'. Yeah. I have a computer. I have internet connection. Like, that's all you really need.
Yeah, it's 2020. It's not like the 80s. Yeah. Like, I feel like this happened in the 80s. Niggas would be fucked.
Yo, if we didn't have social media during this time, it would have been a wrap. We would have lost our mind.
That's a fact. You hear that, Brunel? Get back on social media, nigga.
Why are you not on social media? You're not on
anything? This nigga's a ghost, bro.
I'll be back. In the summertime.
Who do you think you are, Beyonce? What are you doing?
I told you he's David Ruffin.
I want to be treated as such.
This nigga's David Ruffin.
Why are you not on social? Just cause?
Right now, I mean, I told myself there's some things I want to do. So I'm like, yo, when I get into those things, I'll be back. Like, and I want to work on the podcast with Evan. Like, I want to be able to do cover art, special effects, all that. I want to do a lot. I want to do videos.
So why, like, you can't episodes. Do that and be on social?
It might be distracting.
Sounds like you don't know how to prioritize your time, beloved.
Ooh, now we talking.
You're supposed to help me.
We potted now.
I'm saying. It sounds like a whole lot of, you feel me?
A whole lot of filter, right? Like emotion. Yeah. I just might be.
I think you are.
I'm just like, yo, fuck this for me,
Because, you know, like, I definitely understand the need to, like, take a step back. But, like, it's going to make coming back so much more difficult. And also, like, if video or like content creating is what you want to do, you have to like have an audience for that.
It's facts. These are facts.
And like people start forgetting who you are, like what you do.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm gonna put you on the spot now, yo.
What's up?
Can I get a playlist for Brainwash? Like a quarantine, like an Apocalypse Now playlist.
Of course.
Putting Mad Barris on there, niggas.
You know what's so crazy? I was listening to shout out DJ Spade. He did a clash with OVO Sound.
That shit
night.
Was fire.
Bro, it was like from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. I think Rihanna was in there.
Yo, why was Rihanna flaming up Drake though? I didn't get that. She heated that nigga up.
Yo, it was mad funny. Like Spade was kind of shaky on one section. And Diplo was like, yo, I'm gonna send you some tunes. Rihanna says, Spade, block Diplo right now.
It was a funny thing. Remember, I forget Rihanna, she said something about why she wouldn't work with Diplo or something.
Yeah,
like that.
She said he makes airport reggae music. Which is fast, but she's not lying.
Yeah, this is very true.
I don't want to ever be in the studio.
Yo, listen. Major Lazer, man, is not it. How y'all feel? Did y'all watch the Timbaland Swiss thing?
Yo, we got to talk about Swiss actual, like his beats. Swiss ain't got it.
He don't. I was listening to your podcast the other day, and it's true. Like, that's not even a fair matchup. Like,
Swiss beats be kind of like the same. Like,
he's a great performer, though.
He makes it. He makes you feel it. Like, you buy into his shit. Like, what he's saying, 100%. What he's doing. Like, 100%. type shit. Like, but.
Catalog, but it ain't Timbaland.
Right.
You know what it is? You gotta remember the time we was in. Like, I don't like Timbaland. He's still making beats now, but I mean, my bad. Swiss still making beats now, but
who's he making beats for now?
I know he was working with what's that girl?
Well, he made the J. Like, he made that beat on.
We know.
The Swiss. This is the J election. Yeah.
He always told me on it. He's been on a couple of.
It's showtime.
Think he made
who would y'all want to hear do a producer battle? I would be interested in Tim Berlin and.
I would like Pharrell. Kanye and Pharrell.
I think Kanye for is the dream matchup.
No, Kanye's getting spanked. That's like not Pharrell? Even fair. 100%.
I don't know.
100%.
Like Pharrell got slapped.
Pharrell's getting. I mean, Kanye's getting spanked by Pharrell. It's not even fair. That's not fair.
I don't know, man. Like Pharrell got joints.
That's what I'm saying. Pharrell's going to win. Like,
I don't know, but
I think the thing is, I think Pharrell might win, but like it's gonna be a lot closer than what people think because Kanye got R&B joints.
And Kanye.
He can pull on Keisha Cole. He got shit with Alicia Keys.
Pharrell got something with everybody though.
He do. He can throw in that. So if Pharrell throwing that Britney Spears, it's over.
It's over.
And he got the Stefani and shit, but
yeah, like
I mean, yeah, but Kanye could. I think Kanye could keep up.
Love to see like one of the new niggas do it, like who am I thinking?
Like a Metro and Tay. Now Metro got too many.
Like, maybe Tay like a Tay Keith and like Kenny, like somebody new.
I want Pierre and Metro.
Pierre and Metro.
I don't know. Metro still got a bigger catalog, so Pierre gonna play like.
But I
Pierre
think
got iconic shit though. Yeah. Already, like he got Cardi shit. You know what I mean?
That's really all he might play, Cardi and Nudie. But Metro could play Thug,
Future shit. Yeah,
Future
Cardi,
Thug. Nudie. Yeah.
No. The Pierre got Pierre got Thug shit too. Like on the he got the diamonds joint on there. Yeah, he got a bunch of he got Uzi shit too. He can go back to like. He got joints. I feel like Pierre could do it. If anybody, one of these young producers.
I wonder if artists are going to start doing like this, like back one for one clash thing. Like, does this work for artists the way it would for a producer?
I would think, yo, bro, like, I fuck with Jamaicans. So make it like Steam Clash.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's make it like Steam Clash on IG Live, bro.
Yo, that would be fire.
Artists.
Musicians in general.
It'd be hard without an audience, though.
Yeah, that's
like how you determine the winner.
Yeah, you would have to have somebody in the live, like you would have to have a live with a bunch of followers and somebody like, keeping track, because that's what they was doing with the Spade and OVO Sound thing.
Oh yeah, like the audience is like picking the winner up almost kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that shit would be fire. Like, I was just watching the Bravado Cartel shit. Like, that shit was so crazy. Fire. Like, he called Cartel that nigga Barber Boy.
Extra. So extra.
He came out with a full army fatigue. Like, he was really going. I was watching the Ninja Man one. So that shit was fire.
Ninja Man is fire.
Who else? What was the other one I was watching? I was watching Bounty versus Cartel. That shit was fire, too.
What bag were you in when you were watching all these clashes, beloved? Nigga, you had the merino on?
That's my bag, bro.
With the ting? I ain't know. You got it like that.
Nigga, I was watching with my mesh merino on, nigga. I was ready. You know what I mean? Yeah, my Clarks was tied in the crib, fully suited.
Tight jeans and everything.
I tell you, by the end of 2020, me and Brunel going to have a sting clash, bro.
I'm with it. I'm using this time during the quarantine to start my dancehall career.
You might as well. Like, yo, bro, honestly, all you need is one hit, bro.
Bro, that's it.
Just make a timeless
hit. Dancehall artists eat off of one hit.
One song. You're touring forever.
Forever.
What's the nigga who made Tempted to Touch? That nigga's going crazy.
Wayne Wonder?
Rupee. That nigga's still eating off the Tempted to Touch check.
Egyptian probably makes so much money off a whole year.
But Egyptian got joints, though.
That's joints. He got slaps.
If he had a run, low-key, like, Egyptian had, like...
Who's your favorite dancehall artist of all time, excluding Cartel? Cartel has to be... It's like Hope. Like, he can't be in the top.
Elephant Man, bro.
Elephant Man.
Elephant Man and Sizzler. I fuck with Sizzler.
Elephant Man. You know, Elephant Man is super underrated.
Yo, bro, he got so many hits, like, through eras, too. Like, he really carried this for a little bit. And he went American. He went pop with it. He had joints.
But now, who you got?
Dang, yo. I want to... Damn. I'm going to say, like, Popcorn or...
It's no or. You got to pick one. You can't say or. What you doing?
You know Jamaican niggas competitive. They only got to be one. You know, you know how these niggas get that.
Damn, yo.
Oh, how we skip over Beanie, though?
Oh, true. King of the dance hall. Low-key, my pick is Sean Paul.
Who?
Sean Paul.
Sean Paul? Nah, hell nah. Sean Paul got hits, but like, nah.
Sean Paul got... You know, the only thing I wanted for my 13th birthday was the Trinity album. Sean Paul's album where he's like...
That's the one with temperature on it and shit?
Of course. And like that whole summer, because my birthday's in May, that whole summer, all I did was read the booklet. And memorize the lyrics.
Yo, remember that? Remember reading booklets on albums? Like, that's why my niggas didn't know about like how writing credits work and shit. I was like, peasants. Yeah, like, nigga, I've been reading booklets.
I love when it turned out to be a poster. When it was a poster.
Yo,
you really bring it back right there.
I think Usher's 8701 was like that. And
Confessions too, I think.
Confessions is something like that. No, it definitely was.
What's the first album y'all niggas like bought on your own?
Like, Britney Spears.
Which one though? Which Britney one?
The one with "I'm a Slave for You" on it.
Oh, classic!
So problematic.
That's like peak Britney.
Peak.
That's like peak. You know what I mean?
But the first album I ever got was "Miseducation," obviously for so many reasons. Because, duh.
What's an underrated album that you bought? Like something that like it wasn't like a super like it don't have to be a hit or it have to be like super conventional, but like when you got it, you were just mad happy. 2006.
Nigga said, what did you say?
Reggae Gold used to go crazy.
Reggae Gold definitely 2000. I don't remember which Reggae Gold album. I have to look. I have it upstairs. I have all of them. My grandma has all of them.
Reggae Gold held us down low key, like, because you slaps. Got all the dancehall hits. Like,
slaps. You don't got to worry about shuffling. Like, you good. You play that, run it, whole thing.
Yo, don't judge me, bro. I had that Spice Girls album.
I'm judging.
Spice World, nigga, that shit is hard, bro. Spice Girl hard.
I'm not judging. I'm just laughing.
Nah, y'all judging. Nice, I feel the judgment. We supposed to be cool. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Spice Girls went crazy. Spice
Girls. I seen the movie, but I ain't buy the music.
Fucking with them in sync. Yeah, niggas was. It was just me in that bag.
It was just you, beloved.
Y'all wasn't fucking with in sync.
I wasn't super crazy. I was in the boy band crazy. Like that was in my bag.
What was you doing like during that? Like, what was you bumping?
Like, Brandy, freaking Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
You was in your Monica bag.
And then I was listening to like Barris and SZA and Freddie McGregor and Tanya Stevens and like, you feel me? SZA. Like, you don't understand parents that I have.
This time I was listening to classic rock. I was listening to Maroon 5. Green Day.
Yeah, I wasn't on the rock bag.
I didn't get there until like middle school, I think.
You wasn't fucking with Limp Bizkit, Ayanna?
Absolutely not.
Nah. You ain't watch TRL like at all?
I did watch TRL, but Limp Bizkit is trash.
Yeah, Fred Durst, nigga, that was an era.
No, man.
Yeah, he had white niggas wearing fitties and shit. It was lit.
The first time I heard a non reggae song was when I was like 12 or 13.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And to me, like, with the exception of something like Lauryn Hill, but she kind of was like fake in that bag. So,
yo, Lauryn Hill's not a rapper. Like, niggas be trying to, she's not really a rapper. I don't consider her one.
No, she's a singer.
She rapped 100%. On one song on the album.
Niggas give her too much credit, Loki.
Yo, I ain't want to say it, but yeah,
it's we can think of that. I love Lauryn Hill.
We got nothing but time. So,
Lauryn Hill. I just think that, like, off of the strength of one album, that's not necessarily enough to solidify your space as, like, top tier.
1.5. I give her some Fuji's credit, too.
Yeah.
She held us down on the hooks on some Fuji joints.
I mean, she kind of gets the same. Oh, okay. Never mind. Because she only dropped one album.
What were you going to say, though?
I was going to say she gets that treatment like Nas, but Nas dropped multiple albums.
And Nas...
But that's why I... That's
let me keep my...
But I'm low-key a hypocrite, Nas, though, because I go up for JLX.
Do you? How do you feel about the album?
That shit is fire. Album. That shit is fire.
Do you agree that he got spanked by Jay-Z?
That's not fair. Everybody gets spanked by Jay-Z, bro.
Everybody gets
spanked. Yeah.
That's like, yo, like you lost 1-on-1 to Jordan. Like, all right. Like,
Do you think that he at least held his own?
I do want more of him. I wish it was more of him.
Yeah.
I give him that.
I hope we get more of him.
Yeah,
I feel
but
like there's some throwaway that he might just leak out or just come out with a second tape at the end of the year.
But the thing is disappointing to me. It's like he's had 10 years. And he said he's this album's only been worked on since like December. So it's like, what was you doing, bro?
What are you doing?
40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah, but he was with a Rothschild. He's with a Rothschild, so.
That's facts.
Them niggas own the world, so I get it.
That's facts.
If my queen owned the world, I wouldn't be rapping either, nigga. I get it.
Right. I'm different countries.
I ain't doing none of this shit, man.
But like, nah, I'll fuck with the JLX shit. I think the that Ghost of Soulja Slim is the best song on there.
Jay-Z
kind of went crazy on there. Right.
Jay-Z was kind of like, I don't think I've heard Jay-Z in that bag in a long
time. Yo, when Hov gets in his 5%er bag, really it's different.
Yeah, he really on his, you feel me? I love when you talk like that.
Yeah, that's his best bag, honestly. But nah, I fuck with JLX, man. But I can't diss Lauryn Hill and go for JLX, honestly. I gotta check myself on that one.
Word. I feel that.
You know what I mean? Because, like, this thing got one album.
The self-awareness.
Own it, Evan.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm 10 toes down on that. Like, I fucked up. Right? Because, like... but JLX show up to his shows, though. So, I don't know. I'm gonna have to recant that.
Oh. Nigga. One show up 4 hours late.
Yeah, one don't show up at all, and then the other one show up late. So it's like, you gotta pick your poison. I'd rather the nigga just not do his shows than the nigga show up late. But nah, like I went to a Lauryn Hill show like years ago, bro. I was there. Show started at 8. She ain't going until 11:30. And then she hit us with the remix. Like, why are you doing like a New Orleans bounce version of Lost Ones, nigga? Like,
I didn't think she owned the rights to all her music at that time.
I don't think she still do. I don't think she do, because I think she got to do like remixes and shit.
Yeah,
this is a lesson. Pay your taxes, niggas.
Pay your taxes, niggas. Did y'all listen to Meg's project?
Yeah, she was alright. It was alright. It sounded kind of rushed though.
Are y'all tired of the challenge?
Yeah, I was about to ask you when your challenge come in.
Absolutely not.
Was your TikTok dance?
Absolutely not.
She already did a challenge. She's just not going to post it.
Absolutely not.
Already made.
No, actually, I haven't. I'm like, not. First of all, the Renegade dance has like 35 moves. Like, who's doing that?
Ayanna, like, you're Jamaican, bro. You're used to these steps. Yeah, you know these rhythms.
Not to nothing. Like, nail it. If there was like a dance hall type of thing, I'm in there. Like, that's nothing. But dance hall steps are like the dumbest, like, easiest 1-2.
They are pretty 1-2.
I'm not hooking and wiggling and button. It's too much.
You got to dance like the Temptations. I mean, you got to get in that bag on TikTok.
And I'm not flipping no switch. I'm not doing none of that.
Yo, we starting the Willy Mouse challenge. Yeah, we
gotta bring that. Yo,
we doing the Wacky Dip challenge.
Wacky Dip, shout out voicemail. Wacky Dip all day, every day.
There was a time where I did the step out challenge, bro.
Yo, yeah, that's the one we need. That's the one the streets need. That's a classic. That shit's going crazy.
When I had my foot out the sunroof, yo, that shit was mad.
What was y'all favorite song at like the high school dance hall functions? Like, what was y'all joints?
High school. What
I was fucking with crazy when Crazy Hype came on. That was my shit.
Probably Ricky Blaze. Probably anything Ricky Blaze made at the time. Oh, high school. Ricky Blaze was like middle school. So
yeah, high school. I feel like Cartel Bicycle was definitely the
one. That was the one. Yeah,
yeah.
It's over.
So for me,
I still think the Black Rhino version is better, but that's me.
Oh hell yeah!
The bike bag is way better. I mean,
no comment.
These are facts. But yeah, man.
I don't know, bro. I'm trying to think. I'm gonna say Vibes Cartel.
He doesn't have a bad black. He don't.
Touch a Button was my shit too.
Button, a classic. Like,
Cake Soap.
Take your eye off of me. That nigga he's in a different bag.
Cartel gets away with saying the wildest line.
Yeah, light skin Cartel was kind of crazy. I missed that era.
Very crazy, very chaotic.
If I play music right now, well, this nah, I ain't even trying.
You trying to get a snipe? You know the SoundCloud shooter. You trying to get us banned like Fendi?
Play a Cartel song right now, bro.
The trilogy album, the Cartel trilogy album, has slaps on it. Nothing but bangers on there. Business is on there. Freaky Gal Part 2, 3, I think is
damn,
on there.
Class, oh, wow.
Freaky
yeah.
Gal Part 2.
Now I feel like I'm in a bathroom with my colored skinnies on.
Nah, keep it a stack. You own colored skinnies.
I really did it. I couldn't get that off.
I'm trying to. I think my leg is a little too thick.
I was too short to get that off.
Yeah, that's not really for me.
You was dressing like a Barbie? Because I know you're a closet Nicki Minaj fan.
Oh, I'm not a closet. Like, I'm fully, like, I can't. You're I can't support her online right now because she's going through it. Like, I can't.
Nah, stand by your queen. Stand by the queen.
Her husband is a sex. Like, I can't. I just can't too much. But I guarantee you, like, play any Nicki verse, I know the whole verse, top to bottom.
Nicki Minaj a little extra for me, but I do respect Queen Radio. That shit is the greatest shit
Queen
to ever have.
Queen Radio. I cannot wait to see her pivot into the Wendy Williams bag.
She needs to, bro.
Like, that's her completely, 100%.
Like, Queen Radio is fucking hilarious.
Who she have on there? I'm trying to think. Like, I know, I be thinking that the way Nicki carries herself, that people I would think that she would have on there would not be fucking with her, even though in the limelight it looks like it.
I don't know. The thing with Queen Radio, she'll have like certain people she fuck with on there.
Yeah, and I think she wouldn't have anyone on there that would challenge any of her points for real, for real. Like,
yeah, nobody's gonna like check her on her own show. Like, she's not like one of those people.
Also,
yeah,
not for nothing, she needs to put more women on that show.
She needs to play other women, bro.
Like, how you call this Queen Radio? You don't play no female hip hop other than Meg.
I'm gonna come clean. Last episode, they played Yikes about 200 times. Back then, I was like, all right, then. All right, this is enough. This shit was good.
Kind of cute. Yikes. I'm not mad at
She
Yikes.
Had 50. She had 50 on there. That was good. That was a good combo.
I saw the one with 50.
Yeah, that was a good combo. But yeah, man. All right, Yana, we didn't want to hold you up. We just want to check in, make sure you're alive and you're breathing. You're still creating. You got to come back on here.
I don't know where I'm going to be at next month. Maybe I have more hair.
You have a fucking mane by the end of this, bro.
Next time we call her, it's going to be a stash of shea butter behind her.
Yeah.
I'm about to rack up on the shea butter.
Nigga, we about to loot Lucky's.
Yo.
Fuck Lucky's.
Karen wig, what's that? Feel Beauty and
Fox.
Yo, yeah. Y'all hot now. Now niggas know what y'all hot.
Yo, fuck
landmarks.
I'm gonna just say this, man. Fuck Lucky's, because them niggas, they treat black people like animals. They got the do rags behind the shelf. I'm not feeling that, bro. Like the do rags, bro. Like the fuck you got them? I gotta ask for a green silky.
Yo, we.
Yo, man, fuck Lucky's.
Bro, I bought a durag from the other time, and it was not Lucky's. Never mind, somewhere else.
You fucking with Fox, though. Shout out to Black Business.
Shout out to Black Business. That's a fact. Shout out to
my African niggas at Fox.
I mean, the Haitians be at Lucky's. We don't fuck with them.
I fuck with the Haitians, but like, nah, we not fucking with Lucky's at all. They're fake North faces. I'm calling the feds on y'all. I'm calling the police on y'all.
Hey,
yo. But yo, we appreciate you, Ayana. Love you. I'ma holler at
you. Stay safe. Wash your hands.
Everybody be safe, man. This is House Calls Episode 1. If you want to be on here, let a nigga know. We will call you and check on you. Make sure you're still alive.
Wow.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.